Random House Audio presents The Long Night of Winchell Deer by Robert James Waller. Read for you by Richard McGonigal. I am sorry I have not learned to play at cards. It is very useful in life. It generates kindness and consolidates society. Dr. Samuel Johnson. Chapter 1. So, my nephew, listen to me and know my words. In the high desert, time is an old sly rider, a bandit of legend who will steal your days and take your woman, and be smiling down at you as he boards the evening train. And having remembered his uncle's words, and having lived with the truth of them all the length of his 51 summers, Pablo Espinosa came hard and fast off the ridge of Guapa Mountain in full darkness. 72 miles above the border, and slipping on loose stones, clutching the green and swaying branches of pinon pines for balance, he began his descent toward Slater's Draw, where his silhouette would no longer pin him to the sky. Across the dry ground, his brown feet and the rope and rubber tire sandals were taking him north, as they had done before, in a relentless shuffle that regarded distance as nothing more than a vocation. Above the sandals were floppy gray and thorn-ripped trousers, and above the trousers a shirt that might have been citron-colored once, but was faded now, with Mormon's Lanes, Presidio, Texas, lettered on the back. Yesterday a helicopter had spotted Pablo Espinosa as he worked his way around Santa Clara Peak, and afterward came the grinding roar of four-wheel-drive Broncos and radio talk he could hear imperfectly in the canyons below him, while La Migra, the border patrol, cut sign for his track. He'd hidden up through the daylight hours.